This is Passport to Texas. Most individual and team sports demand a high level of physical agility or strength to compete, unless that sport is archery.
All ages, all sizes, all genders, so it really doesn't matter, and it's a very inclusive activity, and that's one of the things that makes it very unusual.
Bernie Kessner is the archery coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. More students are being exposed to the activity through the National Archery in Schools program.
It's a non-traditional activity. It's just a lot of fun. And so it's very motivating for a student to want to do it. You know, you're now going to shoot a bow and arrow, and we do it inside the building. So you're going to tell a sixth grader, hey, we're going to shoot bows and arrows in the gym.
That's fun, right? Plus, archery has something in common with today's technology.
It's great immediate feedback, and they do it themselves, individual skills. They pull the arrow back, draw the bow back, and shoot the arrow, and they see immediate results. So it's great for today's generation. They click buttons, you know, send texts, and get on the internet and find information immediately. And even though it's an ancient sport and skill, it's, you know, immediate feedback, just like sending a text, because you see results right away.
Bring the Archery in Schools program to your district. Log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website to find out how. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.